And with us this morning is Julie Taylor, the director of Paws Humane Society in Charles City. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning, Chris.
You brought a bundle of joy this morning.
Lots of fun.
She's excited to be out of the shelter.
I am not
this
a morning person, and I kind of wake up slow in the morning, I admit. I just kind of got up in enough time to run to Paws and grab the dog Ruth. And tell you, now I am fully wide awake because she is really like jump starts your day. So
definitely does. That jump started
mine.
That is
an adoption, you know, point that if you aren't a morning person and wake up slowly and you need that motivation, this is the dog for you.
She definitely is. She's loving it here in the studio, has her toys, been walking around, greeting everybody here in the office. Go ahead and tell us about Ruth's story and ways to adopt.
Yeah, absolutely. So Ruth came in with her sister dog. They are definitely from the same litter. And the sister's name is Naomi. If you may have seen Jamie Lewis, our faithful dog walker, around town walking Ruth or Naomi. We did find out through actually the people that originally have the mother and the father dog, that they are Akita pit bull mixes. Okay. At first I thought maybe there was some husky in there or something because they've got curly tails and kind of the shape of their head, but that is Akita. And Ruth has really cute facial markings, kind of a mask like a husky, you know, with the darker on her face, kind of a mask type of look, and then really a pretty kind of tan color with kind of cream markings, and then the black on her face, kind of the mask. So yeah, really, really cute. They're both really pretty dogs. Thankfully, it looks like we hopefully have a home for her sister. But we do not have and not had any apps on Ruth yet, which I'm really surprised. She's still a puppy, between like 8 and 9 months old now. So certainly, you know, at that stage, they are all puppies still and have a lot of energy. And, you know, she will need plenty of exercise and playtime and that type of thing wherever she gets adopted to. But just is a really great dog. Can, you know, I'd say she's a little bit dominant with other dogs, but it's not that if having another dog isn't going to be ruled out. It's just we would want them to meet and get used to each other. And sometimes at the shelter we see that a little bit more because there's so many dogs in close proximity to each other that they sometimes can get a little, you know, defensive about their kennel space type of thing. And then sometimes in a home, they're just absolutely fine. So I wouldn't rule out another dog. We haven't really tested her around cats just because with her energy level, she might be a little much, but if it was a, you know, cat that can hold its own, it might be just fine. So
definitely.
Yeah.
And I see she's just now learned that there's traffic that goes down Main Street. She's been looking out the window. How was she with car rides?
She did really great. Yeah, she liked it. It was, you know, oopsie.
Now she saw a bird.
Yeah, that's what it was. She's very alert and aware of everything going on. So
she's definitely a cute.
Yes,
that's for sure.
She is very cute. Very, I don't know, just kind of a compact dog. Her sister is more long-legged and longer, I would say. But she is not as stocky as a pit bull, but, you know, a little more compact, shorter legs. I would guesstimate she's going to be probably maybe upper 50s when she's full-grown, 50 pounds, you know, maybe 60 pounds at the most. But
sure.
Yeah.
Loving dog. So, she would remind me of the one that if you get down on your hands and knees and hold your hands out, she'd probably jump right in your arms.
Yeah, true. Yes, yes. She would.
I think she would love that.
Yes.
So talk about ways to adopt hours this weekend. Are you going to be open?
Yes, we should be. You know, I have, it's bad to say, I have not seen the October schedule, and I'm going to be out of town this weekend, so I am not 100% sure, but we hopefully should be open Saturday, 1 to 3. We may not be open on Sunday, however. So You might want to just check our Facebook page for that. We try to, you know, keep that updated on the weekend hours.
Looks like he will be open on Saturday and maybe not Sunday.
Okay. Great. You looked at the, yep. Thank you.
Reminded me, calendar. I got that in my email yesterday. So
yes. Thank you for checking. So yeah, you can stop in on Saturday and, I think I said the wrong time. I'm sorry. It's 11 to 2 on Saturday, is when we're open, and, meet her. And then we have, you can either do, there's an online application through our website, or you can do it in person, at the shelter. There's a paper application either way. And then, you know, it just takes a few days to screen that. I am going to be out of town next week. So, you know, it might be a slight delay, but I can do things mobily too. So we will work with people on that. And yeah, we'd love to see her in a home, and it's exciting. Somebody in the community actually reached out last weekend and, offered to sponsor. Finding cords she probably doesn't need to find, offered to sponsor her adoption fee, which is really nice.
That is cool.
Yes, it's really nice. So that might help somebody out. I mean, obviously, we still screen, you know, carefully that it's a good match and everything. But if the financial part, you know, is an issue, or, you know, that way you can use that money toward food and supplies, that type of thing. But she has all her vet care taken care of, is spayed and ready to go. So,
and talk about that a little bit more. Yeah. I mean, that's an awesome way to jumpstart an adoption. Talk about how to sponsor an animal's adoption.
Yeah,
fees.
Good idea. Sure. It's very simple. You can just reach out to us various ways. If through Facebook Messenger, you could text our cell number, which is 641-228-0262. And basically, you know, just say you're interested in sponsoring. You could partially sponsor, or, you know, a lot of times people choose a particular animal, maybe they're drawn toward, or they, you know, wish they could adopt, but they're maybe at a point they don't, you know, can't adopt any more animals. And then, we just, you know, have that person. You can donate online, and we also, JC has Venmo set up now too, if that's easier for people. And that way, like I said, we still, you know, I never want it to be like free animals, you know, per se. I don't think that, you know, sends the right message. But with them being sponsored, you know, if somebody maybe, you know, maybe is living paycheck to paycheck type of thing, and that might kind of help out. And like I said, I kind of also look at it like maybe then those resources could be used for other things, to care for the animal that they might need, because a lot of times, you know, there's fees with that just to get a pet set up in your home. And that is a great way for people to help. We also do kennel sponsorships too, yes. Which is more, you know, an ongoing lower fee than the sponsorship, but, you know, on a monthly basis, and you can set it up, you know, for 3 months, 6 months, a year at a time. So
that's so cool.
That's a really nice way too to help out. And some options.
Talking about financials, do you need any donations or anything like that for the animals?
Sure. I feel like a broken record when I'm here anyway, but we can always use scoopable cat litter. Is always something ongoing need. We were really low on paper towels. I know, I think JC got the word out well on that. So thankfully it was great. In the last week, we've gotten some Amazon packages of paper towels.
Oh, cool.
You know, it's still something we go through, so I won't discourage, you know, more paper towels, because we can be stocked up. And then, you know, it seems like, you know, within a month or so, we're a few weeks, we get low again. So that's always something. You know, something people may not think of is laundry detergent. We have, you know, it's like the HE, you know, type. It can be any brand of detergent. But we do go through a fair amount of laundry detergent doing washing the bedding for the animals. And dog treats is something I would say we really go through a lot. I'm in the process, hopefully within the next week, Actually, when I'm on my vacation, it's one of my to-do list things. When I go on vacation, I can get caught up on all my other pause things that I get kind of preoccupied with here. So I'm going to set up a Chewy wish list. We have the Amazon wish list, which is great. But Chewy.com also does for shelters a wish list. And they do some kind of really neat things, too, that if you buy through Chewy, you can, I don't know, I need to research it a little more, and I will get the word out on that through Facebook, but I know there's kind of some type of a giving program through that, almost like Amazon has the Amazon Smile. I think it's something maybe similar with Chewy, and I know a lot of people, you know, use Chewy, so I'll kind of look into that.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
That's good to know.
It is, yeah. They are really great. You know, oftentimes if people purchase something that they later need to return, you know, if it's not, wasn't the right food they ordered, or, you know, we've had it be really nice, like large metal steel dog kennels that were probably in excess of, you know, $150. I don't know. I think sometimes it goes by weight, but if it's too heavy to ship back, they'll just say, just donate it to your local animal shelter.
Oh, that is so cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. So we get, you know, kind of just random things from people who ordered through Chewy, and people are honest and, you know, do follow through with that, and it makes them feel good that they could, you know, kind of pass on something they didn't need, and they get refunded on it, you know, through Chewy, because they didn't need it, but they, you know, pass it on to us. So yeah, we've gotten just, you know, and again, it's kind of fun because it's random things we get that, oh, okay.
It's almost like Christmas to you.
Yeah, like, well, we didn't know we needed this or wanted this, but how fun.
We can find a spot for it, that's
yeah,
for
exactly.
Sure.
Yeah.
Good deal. So do you have any upcoming events or fundraisers? Are you kind of wrapping it up for the year? I know we got Santa Paws, but I don't know if that's too early to talk
about. I know.
About
I was thinking that as I was driving here that I'm going to connect with Otto's Oasis here this week, and we will start looking at, you know, affirming a date. Usually it's the first or second weekend in December. I know last year we switched it from a Sunday to a Saturday. So I will check with Otto's, you know, what works out best for them this year. But yeah, look for more information on that to come. One thing I'll just kind of say, because it's on our minds, we're applying for a grant for microchipping through the Floyd County Community Foundation, which a lot of people may be familiar with, that program, which is awesome. And we, I'm probably talking too much, aren't I? Chris, sorry.
No, but, you're fine.
Chris looked at the clock, like, is she going to ever be quiet? No. But I was just going to say, look for, in the future, we're hoping to, at some of our events, to offer microchipping for animals. We always do it with our dog jog. We did it with Barktoberfest. If people need to microchip their animal, we focus on dogs there, but we may do more specific cat ones also. And and we just try to make that very low cost, and we will take care of the registration of the microchip and stuff. So kind of look for that to come. That's, I guess, hopefully on the horizon. And we'll get out more information about Santa Paws soon too.
All right, good deal. So for more information and to view the available animals up for adoption at Paws, you can go to your website. That is pawscharlcity.com. And, of course, you can find them on social media as well. Just search Paws Charles City.
Yes.
All right. Got
perfect.
It. Perfect. Well, thank you very much,
Julie,
for joining us.
Good to see
us.
You,
Chris. Thanks for bringing Ruth this morning.
Yeah, she was fun.
She's been a blast. She's been watching the computers and the lights blinking and everything else, so she's definitely content. But that was your Paws Pet of the Week, being brought to you this morning by L&J Industries. We have your North Iowa weather coming up.